It was 2008. Jared Thompson had quit his job to open a comedy club, and things were not going well. People weren't coming out to hear the comedians he was booking. He knew he needed a star to save his club, so he got Doug Benson for a weekend run in December. Those shows sold out.
He was the moment that I knew, if I'm going to be able to move the needle in this town, I'm going to have to give them something that interests them.
But getting high-profile comics to town wasn't easy at first. Logistically, traveling to Bloomington from L.A. is difficult. He couldn't pay them as much as clubs in big cities, but he saw the potential. So he brought someone on board who already had spent two decades on the Bloomington comedy scene.
And we literally taught Bloomington audiences how to be good comedy audiences.
Brad Wilhelm is a regular host at the Comedy Attic and the former longtime host at Bears Place's Comedy Caravan. Wilhelm had witnessed the evolution of Bloomington audiences. In the 90s,
people didn't necessarily come to comedy clubs to see the performer. You came because you were going for a night out at the comedy club,
which sometimes involved lots of stiff drinks and perhaps some unruly behavior. Wilhelm realized pretty early on that as the first person who walks on stage, he needed to educate the audience on how to behave. He came up with the rules 14 years ago. Be quiet. Turn off your phones, tip your waitstaff, and finally, laugh.
And I did them, tried to do them in a lighthearted, yet still authoritative way, so that if I did have to come up to tell someone to shut up or to put their phone away, I wouldn't be seen as a bouncer.
Wilhelm does the rules at Thursday night shows at the Comedy Attic, and there's a video that plays before every show where Thompson lays it out like this. Keep the table talk to an absolute zero.
We want people to not feel welcome if they're going to talk during the show. We want people to leave thinking, that's not for me, because it isn't if you want to talk.
Bloomington, when I'm in the room before the show, feels like people came out to listen.
That's comedian Stuart Huff. Thompson and Wilhelm say he's one of the 10 best comics working today. Huff is on the road performing shows 49 weeks of the year, so he knows audiences. He says his new material doesn't always get a positive response.
Here's my definition of what we are in our brains, a scared, curious poet.
He calls it a 60-minute philosophical argument.
You know, we categorized every single item we've ever found on this planet. Every rock, every tree, every cloud. We have different categories of Bigfoots, and we haven't even found one yet.
I spoke with him after a couple shows at Myrtle Beach. He said the crowd there just didn't get it. Contrast that with the audience members he speaks with after shows at the Comedy Attic.
People in Bloomington will come up and they'll add stuff to what I said.
And during the shows, he hears people laughing, yes, but also reacting with surprise and curiosity. He can tell they're engaged in his material.
I'm so happy that you guys laughed immediately at that.
Some of the credit has to go to YouTube and Comedy Central for bringing comedy to the masses. Wilhelm says simply being exposed to it online has made audiences better. But no matter how sophisticated Bloomington audiences may be, Thompson and Wilhelm will probably never stop reciting the rules. The success of Bloomington's comedy scene may just depend on audiences' ability to be quiet and listen. For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.